Well, hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson, and you're listening to Family Talk, a listener-supported ministry. In fact, thank you so much for being part of that support for James Dobson Family Institute.
Welcome to Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, and Family Talk is the radio home of Dr. James Dobson, America's preeminent Christian child psychologist. Dr. Dobson serves as president of Family Talk's parent organization, the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute, and is still intimately involved in the production of Family Talk's daily programs. If you've been listening to Dr. Dobson for decades, or if you just found us, we want to thank you for making us a part of your day. On yesterday's broadcast, Dr. Dobson began a conversation with his son, Ryan Dobson, and Dr. Jeff Myers, president of Summit Ministries in Manitou Springs, Colorado. They talked about Summit's two-week Biblical Worldview Summer Conferences for students. Summit Ministries equips and supports rising generations to embrace God's truth and champion a biblical worldview. We are bringing you the conclusion of Dr. Dobson's conversation with Jeff Myers and Ryan Dobson today, right here on Family Talk. Dr. Jeff Myers is an educator, entrepreneur, and well-regarded authority on youth leadership development and training. He is the author of 14 books, including textbooks and his latest publication, Unquestioned Answers, Rethinking 10 Christian Clichés to Rediscover Biblical Truths. Jeff Myers holds a PhD in philosophy from the University of Denver. He and his wife Stephanie and their family make their home in Colorado. Ryan Dobson is a public speaker, author, and podcaster. In 2016, Ryan began Rebel Parenting, a digital ministry which he runs with his wife, Laura. They make their home in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and they have one son and one daughter. Let's join Dr. Dobson, Ryan Dobson, and Dr. Jeff Myers right now as they continue discussing the merits and value of Summit Ministries Summer Conferences for Students and Young Adults.
Well, Dr. Myers and Ryan, I'm delighted to have you back today. I just regret the fact that there are a lot of people out there who should have heard yesterday's program and didn't get a chance to be tuned in. We're going to pick up a little bit with what we were saying yesterday, but we're talking about a fantastic program for young people between ages of 16 and 24. And what happens there is dramatic. In fact, Jeff, I want you to start right there. What is there about talking about worldview and things of that nature that sets these kids on fire?
I think a lot of young adults in today's culture have come to believe that if you're a Christian, you're making a claim, but if you're not a Christian, you're neutral. And at Summit Ministries, they realize this isn't neutrality versus you making crazy claims. This is a biblical worldview versus other worldviews. Mm. I was in a different country and a man came up to me on the sidewalk and said, hey, do you want to buy a real fake Rolex? And I thought, is it fake or is it a real fake? You know, but I realized that's what a counterfeit is. It's something that convinces you that it's an original when it's not. So it uses a little bit of truth and creates a big lie. So at Summit Ministries, students, their eyes are open to realizing there are at least five major counterfeit worldviews that they're going to face when they get to the college campus. So they're no longer afraid when they go to class because it's no longer the case where they say, gosh, I'm a Christian, I make claims, I should be quiet. They say, oh, the professor is religious. The professor is one of the most religious people I've ever met. He's an atheist. He believes everything came about through nothing. So they're no longer afraid of engaging about the world of ideas.
So you're preparing and readying students to deal with whatever life throws at them.
That's right. Well, if you think about it, what you believe about God will determine what you believe about reality. What you believe about what's real will determine what you believe about what's right and wrong. What you believe about right and wrong determines what kind of a society is a good society, how we should have our economic system structured, what kind of political system we have, and everything else. If you miss that, why do we believe there is a God? Why do we believe that God is as he reveals himself to be in the Bible? Right. How do we know the Bible's true? If you miss that, then the whole track of a person's life can be off. Mm. It's easier to think that I am the one who knows the truth, and everybody else is wrong, mm-hmm. right? That's the substance of what a lot of people today believe. The vast majority of people, I would say that truth is up to the individual, that I am the one who decides what is right and wrong for me. That's why people talk about speaking my truth rather than seeking the truth.
Yep.
So we've got to go back and begin with truth, capital T, which is found in Jesus. And a lot of people say, well, that's a faith claim. That's something that should have some background music and only be talked about in church.
Right.
But the reality is, if God really created the world, and if Jesus Christ really is his son, then you don't know reality if you don't know that.
Ryan, we talked yesterday about the fact that you were 17 years old when mm-hmm. your mom and I sent you to Summit Ministries. And that was many years ago. Is that teaching still with you? Do you still remember what you encountered there?
Yes, of course. Of course it's with me. Of course it still has that fire ignited within me. I bought so many books at Summit when I was there in 1987. I have most of them today. Those have come back to me so many times. This is why it's foundational truth. It's not today's quote-unquote truth. Foundational, eternal truths that last forever. I can read a book that was written in the 1800s, and it applies today because those are foundational, eternal truths. A lot of things are going to come my way. Things are going to go up and down, but I know this to be true.
And I want to learn more.
Yep.
I can grow.
Mm-hmm.
I can read. I can think. I can't tell you how many students we work with at Summit Ministries who look at me and they say, you mean my question was a good one? You mean what I have to think is important and I'm worth it?
Now, these are two-week programs.
Two-week-long courses.
And what happens during that time?
The very first thing that happens at Summit Ministries is you realize you are not alone. There are going to be 180 to 200 other young people there who all have questions, who all want to know the truth, who want to be the sort of people who live with purpose and want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start meeting your instructors, and they talk with you about everything from how do we know that human life is even valuable, to how do we know there is a God? What is the evidence for intelligent design? How do we know that Scripture is true? What evidence do we have for that? I will spend time with all of the students talking with them about what are the counterfeit worldviews mm-hmm. that you'll be mm-hmm. facing out there. This is not something that students get anyplace else. I do an hour-long lecture on the Marxist worldview, why Marxists believe what they believe, and then how to respond intelligently as a Christian. I had a student last summer who came up to me afterwards. She was so distressed. She said, I have tried to convince myself for 3 years to be a Christian socialist. I've read everything out there. And in 45 minutes, you undid the whole thing. What do I do now? Right? Well, I can help her understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Bible's an economics textbook, but when you think about stewardship and private property and the value of our minds as image bearers of God, then you develop a whole an understanding of what flourishing and blessing for the nations would look like.
Mm-hmm. I saw some of your literature recently, and I brought it with me. Here are some of the things you'll talk about. We've already mentioned the biblical worldview, which is foundational. Other divisive topics include abortion, doubts, evolution, gender identity, God's existence, homosexuality, marriage and the family, pornography, and reliability of Scripture. That's just a short list, but you go through, you touch most of those and a lot more during
right.
the course of that
yeah.
2 weeks.
I'll say we work hard and we play hard. So
that's
we
right.
study hard in class.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has a chance to ask their questions. All of our instructors will sit down with the students. You can ask any question you want. You'll have a small group. You'll be meeting one-on-one with a mentor. But then you'll also go on the zip lines and rock climb and whitewater rafting and all of the fun things that you
so
might want.
So it's not all classroom work.
No.
But it's a lot.
We have a great time.
We
meet in these beautiful locations, and we take full advantage of being there to get outside mm-hmm. and have fun with the new community of other people who are thinking, I feel like I'm a part of something. This is my tribe. Mm-hmm. I can be a Christian and I can be an intelligent one.
Ryan, suppose that you're talking to somebody who's a candidate or could be a candidate to be at the Summit Ministries
mm-hmm.
This summer. It's a summer program. And they hear us talking and they say, I know you're excited about it, but it sounds like watching grass grow. It sounds very dull and boring,
sure.
all those intellectual topics and so on. What do you say to that person? How do you convince them that this may be the turning point of your life?
I don't have to do a lot of convincing. Here's what I will tell any student that is attempting or thinking about coming to Summit. This will place you in the top 2 or 3% of anybody else in your age group as far as understanding the big picture of life and where you're going. That will change everything else about the rest of your life. Why do I love Summit today at 51 when I went for my first time at 17? It's because it gave me a foundation where I know where I'm going. Every day I wake up and I know Jesus loves me and he wants me to do better for him today. Summit ingrained that into my soul.
Hmm. Jeff, you ever heard that before?
I love hearing the stories of people who have come through Summit and realize I'm smart. I know how I'm smart. Yeah. And I know how to grow. I know how to ask questions. I'm no longer afraid. The number one command in Scripture is do not fear. But what do we have in our age today? Everybody is so wrapped up in fear. We did a recent poll and found 42% of people say they're afraid to talk about what they believe because of criticism. One-third of people say, I think I might lose my job if I say what I believe. And as long as we are afraid of what we might lose, we can't really ever stand for truth. So when students come to Summit and realize, I don't have to be afraid anymore, God will take care of me, I can stand for what is right, I can ask those tough questions in inconvenient situations, mm-hmm. like in a lecture room with 300 students, and it will be okay. Other people might begin to gain courage as well because of my example. And that's what we're seeing with our students. They're in the military, they're in business, they're in government, serving as elected officials. You know, they're in medicine and in science and all these different areas, being the people who can lead because they understand the times in which they
live. Does it break your heart working with young people to know what's occurring starting in kindergarten in public schools, many public schools, and the twisting and warping that's occurring to their minds by the time they get to 16, 17, 18 years of age, there's a foundation there of lies, and you got to unravel all that. Does that hurt you to see what's taking place?
What breaks my heart is that when children go to kindergarten, they believe there is a God, there is meaning and purpose, and my life matters. And by the time they graduate, they've become convinced there is no purpose in life. Mm-hmm. My life does not matter. There's no way to find truth out there. Truth is completely up to the individual. I don't even know whether I'm a male or a female. The level of confusion is so high because we have reality that God exists and we know this, and it takes 12 years of indoctrination to try to turn people around. Well, it doesn't turn them around.
That's right.
It just makes them confused.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting too, Dr. Jeff, Rebel Parenting, our slogan is the struggle is worth it. You know, there's that the struggle is real. Well, of course it's real. Everybody knows that. But it's also worth it. I think what Summit teaches is the truth is worth it. The truth you learn at Summit is worth losing your reputation for. It's worth losing friends for. It's worth losing your job for. That's why I do what I do today.
Okay, we're talking to parents and grandparents who've heard what we had to say yesterday and today, and they're sold. They want to get their kids there. Tell us more about the program. How do they register?
Sure.
What does it cost? Who should come? What are the ages?
You want me to tackle this? Yeah, let me give you a couple of scenarios. One, you've got a kid that wants to go. Fantastic. Send them without questions. As soon as you can possibly get them, if they're interested, get them there. Lots of you are listening. You're going, are you kidding, Ryan? I'm going to tell my kid it's like summer school, but you'll like it like your parents did. I'm going to have a grand mal fit. We're never going to get my kid there. Do I force my child to go? That's the number one question I get from parents. And I say yes. It's 2 weeks. It is not that big of a deal. It's only 2 weeks. You force that stinker to Colorado or Georgia, get their rear in a chair.
Just lost the stinker who's out there.
I did. You know what? I love speaking at Summit because the first thing I say when I get on stage there to kids, I go, who was forced to come here? And I get about three or four kids that raise their hand. I go, all right, my people are here. And I tell them, oh, I was forced to come here. I ran away from here. It changed my life. And I'm here to tell you it can change your life. And those kids eat it up.
I'll say, answer the question, Jeff. Answer the question. He didn't. How much did it cost? Mm. And when does it start? And how can you register?
2 weeks at the Summit Ministries, for including everything, is $1,995.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Students who sign up before March 31st have an early bird price that's $200 off. And if you use the code that Ryan mentioned in our last program, which is Rebel22, it's an additional $100 off. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Dobson, I want to say this. I know a lot of families are thinking, wow, that would ordinarily be a tough price, but gas has gone up. Our family budget has shrunk. Groceries, everything, all of that is up. So if you go to summit.org to register, you'll notice that there's a way that you can just signal that. Say, we're having a tough time as a family. Can you help? Mm-hmm. We want to partner with families. We can help them financially through scholarships that have been provided by generous donors. We are meeting new generous donors all of the time who say, that program is so important. I want to help a kid get there. Grandparents are chipping in to pay for it, mm-hmm. because they want to secure their legacy by having their grandchildren follow the Lord. So between all of us all together, working together, we want to be sure that no one has to get turned away from a program like this because times are tough financially.
And college students can get college credit for going to 2 weeks at Summit.
Right. So you can also earn college credit, which will save you tens of thousands of dollars later.
Okay. We're all right around the corner from the first two-week session, and that's in?
We'll begin in the middle of May, and we'll have two-week sessions all throughout the summer in Colorado. We have options in Georgia and also in Kentucky. So summer schedules are tough. There are other things, there are sports camps and family vacation, all the things that you want to do. But we can work around that schedule because mm-hmm. of the number of two-week programs that we offer.
And the difference, Dad, this isn't an investment in fun. Mm-hmm. This is an investment in eternity. I mean, honestly, how much would you now have paid for Summit for the change it did in me? What was it worth monetarily?
It is. Absolutely priceless.
I don't have a price to be able to teach my children things I learned when I was 17. I have a 15-year-old that's getting ready to go to Summit, and I'm teaching him things I learned when I was there his age. And by the way, list some of the speakers that come. You've got Sean McDowell.
Yeah, Dr. Sean McDowell. J. Werner Wallace, who wrote the book Cold Case Christianity. He's the mm-hmm. Los Angeles cold case detective. He's been very famous on television, but he talks to the students about how he used his detective skills to discover the truth of Scripture. Christopher Yuan is there, who came out of the same-sex lifestyle and yes. helps students grapple with questions of gender identity, mm-hmm. having their primary identity in Christ. John Stone Street from the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, who's one of the wisest men on how you apply a biblical worldview to all kinds of topics in the culture.
Dr. Kathy Cook. She was on your program?
She was.
That's right. You love Dr. Kathy Cook.
She's
outstanding.
The students adore her. She talks about the eight great smarts. Every student comes away thinking, I always thought that because if I didn't have book smarts, I wasn't smart. But I realized I am smart. I can think. I can grow. I can be a leader. So these are just some of the people. There are 75 instructors, Dr. Dobson, who will be with us throughout the summer. Yeah. Not all of them at one time, but at different points in time. And during the 2 weeks, students will hear from probably 15 or so of them for about right. 50 hours.
Right.
And then the rest of the time, we just play.
And you know, listen, when I was in college and I had troubles and I had struggles with professors, I could call Summit. They gave me reading material, literature, resources to help me in my time there. They do that for students today. They
That's
don't
right.
just leave them there. They yeah. follow through. It is a brilliant, amazing
you'll
program.
Be able to, afterward, if you have those questions, you'll be able to talk to someone. You'll be able to have a whole resource library available for mm-hmm. you. And we have people whose job it is to follow up with the students, see how they're doing, and help them do better.
Is it common to have decisions for Christ made among the students?
You know, Dr. Dobson, when we studied our graduates years later and asked them to reflect on their experience at Summit, only 44% said they were committed to a Christian faith when they came to Summit Ministries. By the time they left, 70% of them were committed to a Christian faith. So there's a dramatic experience with Christ. Just because someone says they're a Christian may not mean a whole lot. Some people say, oh yeah, I'm Christian. What else would I be? But when they realize to be a believer in Jesus Christ means to say, truth exists, and it's not just a mathematical formula. It's not just a logical proposition. Truth is a person, and it's Jesus. He changed my life. He will bring you to the place where you can be an agent of flourishing and blessing to the nations of the earth. You don't have to live in fear anymore.
Mm. Do you typically fill up in the summer?
The summer sessions.
Do people need to get in there and get registered quickly?
We would need to be in contact soon. So if you can go to drjamesdobson.org, you'll see the information there. You can come to summit.org and sign up. But the sessions do fill, so it's not something you want to delay.
Dr. Jeff, for the parents listening that are like, man, I can't wait to send my child there. But when they come home, I'm going to be at a deficit. How do I learn these things without coming to a two-week program at Summit?
A lot of parents are asking, well, what about me? I need to know more about a biblical worldview. I need to know how to defend my faith. So Summit Ministries has a program called Base Camp. Mm-hmm. You can just go to summit.org/basecamp, and you'll see that it's a 3 or 4 hour program. It's offered virtually. You can download the programs. There's no cost to it.
It's free.
And it will help you understand a biblical worldview of all of these issues that young adults are struggling with, from a biblical worldview of mental health to a biblical worldview of gender to a biblical worldview on racial issues, mm-hmm. all of these kinds of things. Now, all of that's available for parents, for grandparents, and for educators.
There's a lot of teachers that want to hear that stuff too.
Ryan, you mentioned earlier in the program that you call a lot of people. I think it was last program yesterday. Mm-hmm. You're not fundraising. You're not calling to ask for money. Everybody thinks you get a phone call from a ministry, they want to beg for money. You don't do that. You're calling for what purpose?
I thank parents for sending their kids and asking if they need any other resource to help them raise those kids or improve their marriage. Summit's allowed me to build relationships with families. We think the best parents have the best marriages, and any way that I can help parents better their parenting ability or help their marriage, I'm involved in doing it, and I'm so appreciative of Summit for allowing me to. And it makes the program better.
Jeff, what's the future hold? What are your plans? It's growing. The ministry's growing like Topsy. What's in that plan?
Our future plans, Dr. Dobson, include working with churches. We've developed a Sunday school curriculum on biblical worldview for children, kindergarten through 13 years of age, because so much of your worldview is formed when you're a little kid and you don't even really realize it. Then we're also developing a small group course that will be for adults, with the goal of doubling the number of people who claim to be Christians who would actually have a biblical worldview.
Awesome.
We think those things can be world-changing. So we expand the programs, working with more and more Christian schools and homeschools. In the last year, our programs and our curriculum courses trained 66,629 students.
Unbelievable. Well, once again, thanks for being with us these 2 days. Ryan Dobson of Rebel Parenting.
You got it.
And Dr. Jeff Myers, who's the president of Summit Ministries. It's growing. It's exciting. You guys are thrilled to be part of it, aren't you?
Well, we absolutely are. Thank you for your friendship and partnership over the years, Dr. Dobson. I and many, many thousands of other young people had the opportunity because our families heard about it from you, and now it's a privilege to be the one helping to lead the charge.
Before we started the program last time, you said something that meant a lot to me. Tell about the very first time Dr. David Noble was on our program. It was a brand new idea, at least to most of our listeners. What happened?
Well, at the time, the idea that you would take 2 weeks and a young person would study their faith for 2 weeks was just unheard of. And then you had Dr. David Noble, the founder of Summit Ministries, on your broadcast. He called me. I was a graduate student. And he said, I need your help, because we just went from having 250 students a summer to having 14,000 requests for applications in
after
1 month.
Broadcast.
In 1 month after that broadcast. And the world has never been the same in Little Manitou Springs, Colorado, as a result of that. Think of the tens of thousands of families who have benefited.
Keep doing what you're doing, guys. I'm proud of both of you. Ryan,
thanks,
I'm definitely proud of you. And I just thank the Lord that I was able to get you there first Summit event at 17 years of age. And you got to keep your car.
I did. Thanks for sending me, and thanks for having me on the broadcast today. I appreciate it.
Love you both.
Thank you.
God be with you.
Powerful and encouraging words from today's guests here on Family Talk. And you just heard the second half of Dr. Dobson's recent conversation with Dr. Jeff Myers, president of Summit Ministries, and author, speaker, and Dr. Dobson's son, Ryan Dobson. It's humbling to think of how many ministries Dr. Dobson has been able to highlight throughout his radio career. Thousands of lives have been changed because of his faithfulness in getting the word out about important causes, including the work of Summit Ministries. If you would like to learn more about Summit and its annual summer conferences, visit drjamesdobson.org/broadcast. You'll find all the information you need right there. Again, that's drjamesdobson.org/broadcast. Who knows? Maybe you have a child or grandchild who will be one of the students who has a life-changing, eternity-altering encounter with Jesus Christ at a Summit student conference this year. That would truly be a priceless experience. As always, thank you for making Family Talk a part of your day. I'm Roger Marsh, and from all of us here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute, may God continue to bless and guide you and your family.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.